Tenacious Living Radio.
Be Happy with Deborah Nickel is all about finding ways for you to embrace your life where you are at, while giving you new ideas and perspective on how to improve your life. Deborah Nickel is a holistic life coach and energy healer. Her unique training and intuitive abilities help people get to the core surrounding their health issues and guides them through the healing process. Be Happy inspires you with education, strategies, and options that will help you transform your life so it is full of love, purpose, and intention. And now, here is your host, Deborah Nickel.
Hello there, I'm Deborah Nickel, and welcome to Be Happy Radio. Today, in our virtual green room, is my friend and my marketing strategist, Daphne Canales-Lees. We decided to share with you a little more about what I do and who I am. So Daphne's going to be our special guest host and interview me, which will be a lot of fun. Just before we start, let me introduce Daphne. With a background in training and an MBA from the University of Calgary, Haskane School of Business, Daphne is an exceptional business strategist and marketer. Daphne brings almost two decades of entrepreneurship experience to help support both small and medium-sized businesses. Her expertise lies in creating strategic roadmaps for companies to grow their business through unique marketing approaches. Daphne first started creating systems during her role as the business development manager for a corporate travel agency who had just entered the North American market. The materials and systems worked so well that they were implemented all across the divisions in North America. Daphne's company, Spartan Spark, is an advisor for the Federal National Research Council and the Provincial Alberta Innovates Technology Futures, where her team of business and technology experts are brought in to advise million-dollar companies on how to grow their businesses by using strategy and technology more effectively. She uses that same approach with small business owners and entrepreneurs by showing them how to leverage all the knowledge they have and use technology to their advantage. Extremely involved in the community, Daphne is on the board of several nonprofit organizations. She leveraged Spartan Spark software and her marketing knowledge to aid in fundraising for the 2010 devastating earthquake in Chile, as well as conducted a successful fundraising campaign for the Alberta floods in 2013. Every year, Spartan Spark picks a different charity to help or an entrepreneur to support by sharing their software and expertise to benefit the community. And today, Daphne joins us to share her expertise and interviewing skills to interview me. Daphne, welcome to Be Happy Radio.
Thank you, Deborah. And thank you for the wonderful introduction. And as you know, Deborah, your host, who's been doing Be Happy Radio for a few months now, you know her a little bit, but I just want to tell you a little bit more about her. So you know that she's a holistic health practitioner, a mentor, writer, and speaker, that she's a Theta Healing Rainbow Children instructor and Roots to Wings Parents Program founder and director. She has degrees and certificates as a Reiki Master, the Rainbow Children's Teaching License, Advanced Theta Healing, and Traditional Chinese Medicine from Wild Rose College of Healing Arts. So she's a very well-educated health practitioner, and that's the reason that a lot of other health practitioners like naturopaths, osteopaths, and chiropractors refer clients to her when their treatments are hitting a plateau. So when they're dealing with eczema, having trouble conceiving, going through chemo, sleep problems, digestive problems, back pain, you name it, even business problems she's starting to get referrals for. Deborah and her intuitive healing has been an amazing discovery for me as a business mentor to meet Deborah and see all the wonderful things she can do. And since I've been working with her, when I met her, I just wanted her to be known by the whole world. So she had a lot of clients at the time, but I wanted her to scale her business, and that's how we joined forces. And it's been wonderful helping Deborah. In the last year, she's been in Women Mission Magazine, Trifecta Magazine. She's got her radio show. She launched a book that she's going to tell you about in a little bit, and she's been invited to be a speaker at the WOW Conference in Canmore. And also a wonderful accomplishment, she's the chair for the CARES Society Board under Calgary Family Services. So Deborah, tell me a little bit more about your Be Happy Radio. How did you come up with this idea for this great radio show?
Thanks, Daphne, for the beautiful intro. I sound, it's a lot to live up to. I'll try my best. For the Be Happy Radio, I wanted to have a bigger platform to show different ways that people could embrace their life. I wanted it to be a place that we could share ideas on health and wellness in ways that are interesting and allow people to have a different perspective on how they want to live their life. We're all searching and wanting to be happy, and I thought I could bring new ways of and interview different people that could help people achieve that.
I love how you bring in a big network of resources for your clients. And can you tell your listeners a little bit about the work that you do at Healing Heart Wellness?
Sure, that's great. I'd love to. I'm an intuitive healer, and probably the easiest way for me to explain exactly what I do is I work with people's belief systems. So the belief systems are the things that hold us back in our life or push us forward. And so depending on what we believe is depending how our life is going to roll out. Probably the easiest way is to give an example. So one of my clients, we'll call her Jen, her and her husband were having trouble conceiving. And they had been doing in vitro and fertility drugs and going to all kinds of doctors trying to figure out why they weren't conceiving. They had all the tests and they all came back and there was really no reason why they shouldn't be able to conceive. So when I met with her, we started working and finding out that she had a lot of negative beliefs towards what she thought about being pregnant and about whether she could or couldn't. And sometimes when you get discouraged in things, you start to get a belief system that's set up in that it's not going to happen and it's not going to move forward. And then too, what happened too is that her and her husband started kind of bickering at each other, and they weren't, you know, this was becoming between them, this not being able to conceive. And so what happens for people is that kind of energy, that bickering and the feeling like you can't do it, when that gets in between people, it prevents them literally from conceiving or doing some of the things that they want to do. And so what happens, we get stuck in that. And as soon as we can shift it, which is what happened to her when she had the realization and the awareness that this was happening and that she really wanted to create a loving home and family, she created a different relationship with her husband and they started working towards something. And lo and behold, she's pregnant. And it's all because of just she shifted some belief systems and her awareness on that, you know, where she was at and what kind of energy she was creating for a little being to come into. So that's one of the examples. I can give another example. I had a client with debilitating eczema on her hands, and Sue was an osteopath. And so she was touching people all day in her job. And she was having to wear gloves because it was so painful. So after a couple sessions with her, she was able to take her gloves off and she was able to be eczema free. And what was happening for her was she was new to the city and she was struggling to find her place. And she was doubting herself and all of these things. And what was happening for her was showing up through her body, through eczema. And so after she shifted a few things and cleared some beliefs about the things that were holding it back, it allowed her to create, I guess, more freedom in allowing her to create the life that she wanted, not having to wear gloves. She could treat her clients better, and she just slipped into the role better because she shifted her beliefs about that.
Those are amazing. Those are amazing stories, Deborah. I just want to clarify, I guess, just to our listeners that so what happens is sometimes people have they show physical signs when really it's something emotional or stressful and that's where you can help. Do I understand that correctly?
Absolutely. So what happens is that our emotions will, if we leave them unattended long enough, they will always manifest into something physical, whether it's a headache, whether it's anxiety and stress or overwhelm, whether it's digestive issues, whether it's fibromyalgia or Crohn's or any of arthritis, any of those diseases are emotions that we have either left unattended or we've left them to fester over time. And sometimes we're not even aware of what the emotion is that's connected to that. And so I help people kind of find their way in that and connect their emotions to their physical symptoms. And when we can do that, we can shift it. So that allows them to be in more in control of their own health and their destiny that way.
Right. That makes sense. And that's why you get a lot of referrals from other clinics.
Absolutely. So I get a lot of referrals from Intrinsi, which is an osteopath clinic here in Calgary. They send people, I have seen people with digestive issues and eating disorders, trauma, stress, overwhelm, anxiety. And what we found over the time that I've been working with people, and this is over, you know, the last 20 years, is that the key to all of this, like the key to everybody being able to create the kind of life they want is all connected to being able to tap into your intuition.
Right. That's really interesting. And we're going to talk about that shortly. And I know that you work with men a lot as well, especially when it's related to job stress and things like that.
Yeah. So I'll give one more example. So Bill came to me totally stressed out and overwhelmed. He had lost his job of 28 years. And after one session, he was able to get some sleep, which was much needed. And after the second session, he started to discover more of his passion and what he really wanted to do. He was kind of stuck in this job of 28 years, and he thought that he was in it and he was committed and he had to stay in it. But then when he was let go, it gave him an avenue to look at something new. However, the stress and overwhelm of that situation of being let go after 28 years really sent him into a spiral. And so what had happened after that, we had two sessions. Bill decided to start his own consulting firm, and he now travels extensively all over the world. And so what happened there was sometimes we just need to clear up the beliefs about the things that we should do, rather than the things that we really want to do. And lots of times our shoulds are connected to other people, what other people think, what other people, you know, as Bill had a family to worry about and be concerned for, he felt he couldn't go off and do his own thing, you know, without compromising some of that. And I think when you get to a place where you have the awareness and you shift the beliefs that this is your life and you can actually make it work, living your passion and doing what you love, then it opens up a whole new world and a different perspective for people to live their life from.
What I find really fascinating about what you do is that it works so fast. Like you're able to make a really big difference in just a couple of sessions with you. And because it's all related to intuition. You're intuitive and you help people become intuitive themselves. So become in tune with themselves. Is that right?
That is absolutely right. That is absolutely right.
And we're going to learn more about how you do this and how you can teach everybody else to do it for themselves. So please don't go anywhere. We're just getting started. And Deborah has some amazing tips and resources to share around intuition, self-growth, and even building your business just after the break.
Have you dreamed of being a host of your own radio show and taking your business and story to a wider audience? Tenacious Living Radio is the platform to make your dreams a reality. Contact us at tlrstation.com.
You're listening to Tenacious Living Radio.
Welcome back. This is Be Happy Radio on tlrstation.com, powered by Tenacious Living International, where it is all about living outside your box. My name is Deborah Nickel, and I'm your host. Today on the line with us is our special guest host, Daphne, and we were just talking about intuition.
So yeah, just before the break, you mentioned intuition and how it has been helping your clients, how you're guided by it and how you teach others to do that as well. So can you tell us a little bit more? What is intuition?
You bet. So intuition is such that it's such a great question, so thank you. And intuition has such depth that people don't really realize it's not just about your gut feeling. So intuition has everything to do with understanding yourself, knowing who you are and how you react to things, and then being able to trust what you know.
Okay, so what does that mean to us in our everyday lives for those of us who are not, as we don't know that we're intuitive maybe, or I don't feel intuitive, and how can that help me in my personal and business life?
Absolutely. So what happens with our intuition is that how we see the world is really just a reflection of how we see ourselves. So intuition is all about knowing how we are and what we do and react. So here's an example. Think about your day. You get up in the morning, you go to work, you don't take breaks, you don't eat lunch, you don't drink enough water, get enough sleep. You're not taking care of yourself. So what happens is you're telling others that it's okay to compromise, that you don't need a lot of sleep, you can go without lunch or without water or this and that. But eventually all that compromising, it catches up with you. And so what you're telling people is that it's okay to compromise. And so it's okay to do all of these things. And you're taking shortcuts in your life. And so what happens is that other people start doing the same and they start treating you that way. And we teach people how to treat us by the way that we treat ourselves.
Okay, so that makes sense. So so it's about knowing yourself better, like what, noticing what you're doing, knowing yourself better. So how do people go about learning those kind of things?
You bet. So there's a great exercise that you can learn more about yourself if you want to go to the website, which I'll give you later, and you can download it. But I'm going to tell you a little bit about it. So I want you to think about the people that you surround yourselves with, the people that you spend time with. And I want you to make a list of those people. And I want you to list three things about those people that you love and admire. And what happens is when you start listing these people and you start thinking, oh yeah, I love this about them. They might be artistic or they might be that, but you know, you get your list and you think of all these things. When you start really looking at it, I want you to realize that everything that you can see in another person, you also have. And so people just reflect us. So if you like something in someone, that something, whatever it is, whether it's they're artistic, whether they're creative, whether they're a marketing savvy person, and whatever that is also within you. And so when we start to realize that, we can start to figure out, oh, you know what? I have this in me. I'm also creative. I might be artistic. I might do these things. And when we can start to recognize simple things about us, we start to learn more about who we are.
I love that concept of what we notice in others we have in ourselves, or what we notice in the world around us is something to do with an awareness that we have about ourselves. I just really love that concept that you talk about. I heard you speak in Edmonton one time about building a team, and it had something to do with intuition. Can you tell me a little bit more about that? Because that's another concept that I love when you do public speaking.
Intuition is not just about your gut feeling, right? We'll go back. I just want to reiterate this. Intuition is all about knowing who you are and how you react to things. So when you're looking to build your team, when you know who you are, you know your strengths and your weaknesses, and you also know your limitations. And so, for example, I'll just use myself as an example because it's the easiest. When Daphne and I started to work together and I hired her as my marketing strategist. I dislike email and the whole online and websites and all of that. And just because it takes me so long to send an email or to figure out how to post things and all of this. And it's just because it doesn't interest me. And so what happens, and I know that about myself, so I want to hire somebody who's going to do that for me. And that's the same way it is for other people in their businesses. You need to know your strengths. And once you know that, then you can then look, okay, well, what do I need then? I know what I want to do for myself, and I know what I'm good at. And the thing is that you can be good at 100 things. That's the truth. But you need to pick your specific market of where you want to really excel. And so for me, I want to heal people and help them and work with them and help them achieve their goals of creating this great life personally and on the business side. And that's what I want to do with my time. So that means that I have to surround myself with people in marketing and all of these other areas that I don't want to do or don't know enough about and how to get the word out there. And so that's what surrounding your team is all about. Stick to what you know and do best and allow the other experts to enter your life to do that.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. And I think that applies also in your personal life is building, I guess if you know yourself better, you'll attract better friends or you'll be able to reach out to a team or a community around you in your personal life as well. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. So that would be like we've all had that negative friend in our life that we've, you know, kind of had to shake. And so when you realize that if you let go of people that drag you down, you are making room for people that are more in line with what you're thinking. And so that's what happens when you let go of negative people. And when you know yourself better, you know who jives with you and who doesn't. And so that becomes your circle of friends and your circle of influence becomes deeper and better the more you get to know yourself.
That's wonderful. And that's how we can have a more successful life, whether it's business or personal, surround ourselves with people who are helping us evolve, grow, or supporting us. And that's where intuition comes in. And where do you fit into this? So you guide people to be more intuitive, whether it's business or personal or health. Is that how Healing
Absolutely.
Heart Wellness works?
Yes. So Healing Heart Wellness at the end of all of it is based on figuring out who you are and helping you shift into that person that you are and that you want to be. And so, and that's knowing yourself. That includes the good, bad, and the ugly, because we all have good things about us and we all just want to concentrate on that. But the truth is we need to embrace everything about us. And when we can do that, that means that we're using our intuition. I know my limitations 100%. I know the way I react to things, and that becomes really important and indicative of the life that I want to leave and create for myself. I think, too, also what happens for people is that they create situations, you know, so-and-so did this to me and so-and-so did this to me. When that's going on, you're not using your intuition. Because if you truly tap into who you are and what you're all about, people can't do things to you. And I help people shift to that place where they're taking responsibility for their own life and their own creation of what's happening in their life. And let's face it, it doesn't matter who you are. Good things happen to everybody and bad things happen to everybody. The key to it all is how you react to everything. And that's where when you are tapped into your intuition, you know how you react to things and you can act accordingly and move from there.
Thank you. And yeah, I've experienced your guidance and how you've helped me navigate away from clients who weren't a right fit for my business. And sometimes we forget that in all the excitement that's going on. And we're always looking for long-term clients. And sometimes those people were just not the right fit. So that was really an amazing experience that I went through with you guiding me through making the right decision when I was a bit stuck. So thank you for that.
Absolutely. And it's hard. Don't get me wrong. It's not just so easy, but it's sometimes hard to make that shift of letting people go. But when you do, I can help you do that. And that's exactly what happened for Daphne. I'll just tell quickly, she let a client go that really didn't fit her too well. And it took a little bit to let go because it was equivalent to a lot of money. But when she let that go, she made room for a client that was much more abundant, let's say. And that's true for us. When we can let go of sort of the people that are not serving our higher good anymore and make room for people that do and that we can collaborate with and join with. And that's where the exciting part of life comes, is when you start to know yourself and you start to use your intuition, you can't go wrong.
Thank you, Deborah. I absolutely love the work that you do and what you talk about, the concepts that you talk about. Where can our listeners find out more about what you've been doing?
You bet. So our time is so limited. I wish we had more time, but you can get way more information. Daphne, thank you so much for being my guest host. It's always a pleasure collaborating with you. If you would like to know more about Daphne's amazing work, please go to my website, www.healingheartwellness.com/radio. And my book just came out. It's called Mentoring Women Leaders. And I want to do a special offer for the listeners today. What I'm offering is for the first 17 people that buy the book, they will get a one-hour session with me. I have checked my schedule, and I only have 17 spots available over the next couple weeks. So for all the details, please go to healingheartwellness.com/radio. Thank you for tuning in, and I will see you all next month. In the meantime, be happy.
Are you interested in knowing more about our Be Happy topics? Contact Deborah at www.healingheartwellness.com/radio. We will see you next month, same day and time. We hope you enjoyed the show today, powered by TLR Station.